Shekinah Encounter Center is an apostolic platform mandated to reveal the way and do good to humankind. As you pay attention to this anointed message, it's guaranteed that your encounter with destiny has arrived. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
To be able to behave in these attitudes, to be able to see and avail their benefit in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The first one we'll be looking at today is poor in spirit. That is 5 verse 3. The Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Can we have NIV, Living Bible, Message, Translation, Amplified? Before, when else would think, when they say poor in spirit, that means there are people that have rich spirit. And there are people that have poor spirit. Is that correct? That is literally, because you cannot say poor in spirit means humility, because later in verse 6, the Bible says the meek and or the humble. Is that correct? So poor in spirit has a meaning. And when I discovered that, as I read different translations, I got the meaning. So I wanted to look at different translation of Matthew chapter 5 verse 2. The Amplified, yes sir. Yes, sir. Yes. 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 This is very, very important. They're humble. Yes. Who read themselves insignificant, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Another translation? Yes. Yes. I read Living Bible. The humble men are very fortunate, he told them, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Can we have Message? Anybody with Message? Message. Message says, you are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. Now listen to this next statement. With the less of you, there is more of God and his rule. Are we together? Now, you are blessed when you are at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God. So what does it mean to be poor in spirit? I'll give us two definitions. Number one is humble expression of the need and the necessity of God in a man's life. When a man has a humble expression of the need and the necessity of God in his life. Remember the book of Exodus chapter 33 verse 15. The Bible says, Moses was speaking. He said, if you don't go with us, we go nowhere. Do we remember? When Moses said, if the Lord doesn't go, God said, I will give you angels to be with you. Then Moses refused and said, if you don't go with us, we go nowhere. In Mark chapter 15, Mark 15, 34. Jesus was lamenting when he said, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani. My God, why has thou forsaken me? So, anytime a man has an humble expression of the need and the necessity for God of, in his life, he has a poor spirit. Number two, it means to consciously express self-insufficiency. To consciously express self-insufficiency. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 4, the Bible says, the whole of Judah gathered to seek help of God. Acts 26, 22, Paul was speaking, he said, having obtained help from God, we continue this very day. Is that correct? That is paraphrasing now. Now, when a man consciously expresses, I need God in my life. I need God in my life. That means you are poor in spirit. That explains the reason why we... atheists. I mean, we are not all of us aware of atheists. Is that correct? We are aware of agnostics. We are aware of polytheists. We are aware of different people that have an atheist says there is no God. Is that not true? I don't need God. There is no God. Anything. I am self-sufficient. These kind of individuals are not poor in spirit. Anybody that is poor in spirit, somebody that expresses the need and the necessity of God in his life. Hallelujah. Express it consciously, and then you consciously express your insufficiency. When you come to a point that you know that all by yourself I can do nothing. I am insufficient in my own ability. No matter my connection, no matter my parental background, no matter my intellectual know-how, I am self-insufficient. Hallelujah. When somebody sustains this attitude, he is said to be poor in his spirit. He said to be meek in spirit. Now, what is the consequence of not maintaining a poor spirit? What is the consequence of saying there is no God? What is the consequence of saying I achieved this work that I have achieved? What is the consequence of saying I did this? Number one is, it will lead to pride and inevitable destruction, humiliation, and death. It will lead to pride, inevitable humiliation, and death. Remember Daniel chapter 4 verse 30. Can we have Daniel chapter 4 verse 30? Daniel 4 verse 30. I want to give us an example of a man that became insufficient and didn't care about God. And he believed everything that he had was his own. Daniel 4, 30. Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. The Bible says, then the king spake and said, is not this great Babylon, listen to what he said, that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty. Hallelujah. Now this was King Nebuchadnezzar. One day he woke up and was walking in the pavilion of his temple and his palace. And He looked at the whole kingdom. He saw the span and the ends, but he was a monarch. The whole world was under him. Then he said, look at the kingdom that I have built and the glory that my majesty, look at my first class that I acquired. Look at the house that I built. Look at the church I have built. Look at the structure. Look at the organization I have built. You become proud. And then what happened to him was captured in 37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase. Remember when he said that statement, the Bible says a voice came from heaven and said, depart from me. And a whole king became an animal for years. Is that correct? So he glued his achievement to himself. And God said, okay, you are the one that made the first class. You are the one that built the house. And then God humbled him. Remember James chapter 4 verse 6, the Bible says, and God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Lucifer, that is your problem now. Hallelujah. You know, if Lucifer is your problem, you can fast and pray and you'll be delivered. But when God becomes your problem, you are doomed. I don't know. Is that not true? Yeah. When God says, I am now your enemy, and the enemy of people is proud and arrogant people. And so anybody that is not having a poor spirit stands to be destroyed and humiliated. How many of you have ever done something? Let me ask you. How many of you have ever been sincere? How many of you have ever prepared for something? And then, let's say you're a minister now, and then you have administration, and then you go and say, I am ready. Oh boy, the way I fasted, the way I'm ready like this, fire will fall. Hallelujah. And then, when you went up, God noticed your pride. And then when you went up, it's like the Holy Spirit took two steps backward, and left you there on the stage. Has it ever happened to any of us here? Has it happened to you? Alright. The Holy Spirit will say, okay, you are now anointed, leave you to, and then you will worship no anointing. You'll be speaking words as if you don't know Bible again. God will make sure that he humbles you. Is that correct? So anytime you don't have a poor spirit, you stand to be proud. Number two is self-deception. In Jeremiah 27 verse 6, the Bible was speaking about Babylon. God said that I will build Babylon. It was God that took the Israelites. Can we read Jeremiah 27 verse 6. And now have I given all these lands to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant? And the beasts of the field have I given him also to serve him. Now, God is saying that I was the one that built Babylon. I don't know if you understand now. God is saying I was the one that did it. But in Daniel chapter 4 verse 30, Nebuchadnezzar thought he was the one that did it. That is self-deception.
How do you get that? Once you don't have a poor spirit, you have self-delusion, self-illusion. You will think you are the best. Oh boy, I am the best in government science secondary school, Kogi State. Because you are the head boy. You are taking first from years 1 to years 3. So you have a delusion. You are the best. You think you are the brilliant student in this school. I don't know if you understand me now. Then you went to 100 level in Nsukka. And then 100 level results came out. You don't know that there are students that went to better schools. I don't understand me now. That in SS3, they are already solving engineering math. Why do you see general mathematics? Why? There are schools and there are schools. You think you are brilliant, there are brilliant students. So you'll be self-dissolved. You'll be in illusion thinking you are the best. That is why having a poor spirit without a spirit, you'll be self-deceived. Number two is you open yourself to demonic deception. You open yourself to demonic deception and control. In 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 30, God was speaking about Saul. He was supposed to make a sacrifice and to wait for Samuel. When Samuel didn't come, he did the sacrifice and then Samuel came later. And 1 Samuel 15:30. Something happened then. I want us to note 1 Samuel 15:30. Then, after he did that, instead of him acknowledging God and repenting, then he said, I have sinned. Yet, honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. Now, you have offended God by breaking a major rule. But your concern was the people that were around. He didn't want to be deceived. So, for the sake of these people, he was not really concerned about God. Hallelujah. He was not enough. That's why the Bible says, the sins that David committed, Saul has not committed 1/10 of them. 3 of us didn't. But the issue with David is he had a pause with anything that happened, he goes to God and repent. But he was a guy that did something wrong. Instead of repenting towards God, he was concerned about the people that were around. All together? So he opened himself to demonic influence. And then in 1 Samuel, the next chapter, 16 verse 4, the Bible says, the Spirit of God left him and this evil spirit from the Lord came to him. And that was when his downfall began to happen. So without having a poor spirit, you are open up to demonic influence. Are we together? Come on, are we together? You open yourself to demonic influence and demonic deception. There was a man that was called a great general that all of us respect in the faith. How many of us know Alexander Dowie? You have read of his story. Alexander Dowie was the one that built Zion City, Chicago, Illinois. He built a city. He was so everybody was health free. He was a healing apostle. I don't think there are few people that have manifested like him. Healed and healed and healed and healed and healed. Till the nation gave him a medical doctor certificate. Is it him or John Alexander? He was so healed. No, if you are sick, the problem was to call him. You are well, guaranteed. That was so anointed he was. So he was so anointed to a point that people began to tell him that you are the Elijah of our time. When the first person told him, he said, no, I refuse. I'm not the Elijah. So he was humbled. And then later, the thing entered his mind. He said, true, it's true. Look at this manifestation. I am the Elijah. And then he did something that was called the Elijah Declaration. He chartered a plane to Chicago. And onto the plane, he wanted when they go to the plane, he will call himself, they call it the Elijah Declaration. He wanted to declare himself as the Elijah of our time, of his time. That was when he was struck with sickness. And it is captured in history that if some of his picture, you see that. You see him on wheelchairs. He said that it appears as if most of the sickness he has casted before came back on him. Why? Because he lost that character of a poor spirit, a gentle spirit. Hallelujah. I believe we will not be deceived by demonic forces and demonic influence to think, oh boy, I don't need God now. I have arrived. All my IQ has given me this. We will amount to that. I pray for that us in the name of Jesus. And then finally, consequence is you will always experience perpetual defeat. The Bible speaking in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 says, the race is not to the what? The battle is not to the what? Nor wisdom to men of understanding or bread to men of what? Of white heart, yes. That means if you are success is not given to the educated alone. You see that?
Hi.
Admission is not given to the best student. Is it true? I'm not supposed to have an experience. That you know that this person should have the admission, but he didn't have it. And then a dummy, someone was the one that got it. That means the rain to the sweet. Success is not to the well connected. Success is not to the brilliant. That is why a first class may not be taken for a third class, because there are things that are beyond it. The race is not to the fast. So the fact that you are fast and you rely on your speed, that means you will fail. Are we together? The Bible speaking in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6 says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. That means there are things that are above the flesh. There are things that are above the flesh. I believe as we look at this, our God will do something in our hearts. And everyone listening, that God will do something to our spirit that will return to the stage where the Bible can say, this person is of a poor spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. I like teaching and then understanding how do we achieve this thing. If the Bible says you can be prosperous, I like understanding analytically how can it be done. Because it's not good to know that I can be prosperous. I need to know how to be prosperous. I don't know if you understand me now. It is my right and an inheritance in Christ to be healthy. But I am sick. Or I become sick. How do I become healthy? I have to know the way, because what guarantees result is mastery. Have you heard that? Well, if you know how to cook eba and you master it consistently, even without thinking, you can do it. Have you heard that? You have mastered the art of doing it. So once you know the way something is being done, how many of us do you drive? Okay, now when you started learning to drive, I mean all of us were understanding. When you started to drive, the first time you said your hand was stiff on the steering, you didn't look at left or right. You are just if it was even manual, that was double. You wish you would be able to change gear. That was the way you are. But when you master the art of driving, you can put one finger on the steering and be driving automatic, and be receiving call and be in the conversation, full conversation, and be applying brakes while you should apply brakes, horn should be horning, while you are doing two things at the same time. Is that correct? Why? Because you have mastered that art. So there is a way to have a poor spirit. And I did a study. And I will give us these things by the Spirit of God. And I believe God will help us. Apply them to our life. We will see the result. Number one thing is conscious. Oh God, help us. I pray the Lord you speak to us. And you speak to everyone that will listen tonight in Jesus' name. Conscious recognition of the finite, limited ability of the mortal man. Conscious recognition of the finite and limited ability of the human mortal man. Isaiah chapter 2 verse 22, the Bible says, who is man that his breath is in his nostrils? What need to kill the most deadly terrorist? Who is the most deadly terrorist in Nigeria? One man in the northeast, is that correct? What need to kill him is his breath to leave his nostrils and he's dead. For how many minutes or seconds? How many minutes? You 25 seconds? 5 seconds. Without breathing, you are dead. For few minutes, yeah. The Bible says, man's breath is his nostril. No matter how powerful you are, once your breath is taken, you are dead. Jared, in America, there are bodies of legend that they have used hydrogenated water to keep their bodies. I've forgotten their names. When you go, you see them physically looking alive, but there's no life in them. Their body has not. Some legend like that, you can see probably that their body are still alive, but there is no life. Why? Because their nostrils breathed. The Bible says when God created Adam, he breathed the breath of life to his nostrils. That's what the Bible says. So every mortal man, your strength is in your breath of your nostrils. What is taken? Your intelligence is gone. When Albert Einstein was dead, the Bible says, the Bible, history has it that his body was stolen and then his brain was removed. Somebody stole the brain for research. You heard about that, that's correct? Just to know that, why is this behind this? But the brain is there, but the breath is not there. That is how finite a man is. no matter how powerful you are. Number two, I want us to understand it. The Bible speaking in Psalm 39 verse 5, the Bible says, man, scripture. I love this scripture when I discovered it. Psalm 39 verse 5. I want us, you must consciously recognize the finite and limited ability of the man. Psalm 39 verse 5, yes sir. Behold, thou hast made my days. As an angry, yes. Yes, sir. This is very, very important. Verily, every man at his best state. No, no. Did you hear that verse? Did you hear what he says, sir? David, did you hear it? Everybody at his best is altogether vanity. That means the best Olympic person at his best, Nadal, all of them, their vanity. Serena Williams at their best, Ronaldo, Messi, the best intelligent person at their best, man at his best is altogether vanity. That is how finite a human being is. Hallelujah. Bible speaking, 1 Samuel 2 verse 8, by strength shall no man prevail. By human strength, demons are powerful persons. How many of you have seen a demon person, a demon game manifesting and throwing giant men like firewood? Have you ever seen it before? In a deliverance case where you are holding one small, she will scatter everybody as if she's not holding anybody. A small lady, why? Because demons have power and they are inside her, so they manifest through her. By strength, that's what the Bible speaking in Zechariah 4 verse 6 says, is not by might, nor by what? Power, but by the Spirit of God. So you must recognize how finite you are. Hallelujah. It will help you to maintain a poor spirit when you understand that you are limited as a man. No matter your connection, there is a president that did an election in America, last election of America. Her name was Hillary Clinton. And then she campaigned against who? Donald Trump. Everyone in the world, all the global stars, Trump cannot be president. Everybody believed he couldn't be. Because these people were connected. The CIA was backing them. Everybody was on their support. You didn't ever follow the election. But she's, because God said Trump should be the president. So by connection, by everything America, she couldn't be the president. That is the Lord, that connection will not give you what you want. Hallelujah. Connection will not give you. Wisdom will not give you what you want. Your soul will not give you. So human being, until you come to a point and then you realize that I am finite, I am limited, it will help you to maintain a positive number. So what you want to understand is, when you are consciously submissive and searching for the help and the word of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 34 verse 27, the Bible says, this is the man that I will honor. The man, 2 Chronicles 27, 34, 27. Let's have that. 2 Chronicles 34, 27. Yes, sir. Because your heart was tender, soft, humble. And you humble yourself, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Now, when he heard the word of God, he humbled his heart. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Now, there are two words of God. We have the Logos, we have the Rhema, or what word of God. Isaiah 66 verse 2, the Bible says, today, a proud man doesn't humble himself anytime the word of God comes. So, to maintain a poor spirit, you must consciously submit for the help and the will of God via his word. Anytime you are in a problem, you are in a dilemma, you are in a quark, you are in a situation where you need help, you must consciously look at the word of God for help. By doing that, you are tender, you are meek to the word of God. You are telling God that, God, if you should speak to me now, I will hear you. What will you have me do? When you are consciously, and it's conscious, hallelujah. I am using this word consciously because I want to understand that it must be deliberate action. How many of you have ever had stories of a boy and a lady? They have been together for years. The guy liked the lady liked the guy, but because the guy didn't tell her he liked her, the lady eventually married somebody. And then on the day of our wedding day, the guy was crying and the lady was crying. But you didn't tell me you love me now. Have you ever heard of something like that? You have heard about it? Correct. Many. The simple reason was because he didn't make it conscious. That is the difference. She, You know, a lady knows a guy that loves her. She knew it. But she was waiting for a conscious commitment. So you must consciously say, Lord, I need your help. It is statistically proven from armed robbers have repented that armed robbers that pray before robbery, most of them escape. True. Statistically proven for armed robbers. That is why they go to church for prayers. Because once you seek the help of God, God knows this is a bad person, but he needs my help. That is why everybody can die. You heard of their testimonies. Everybody was shot in the robbery, but I escaped. There are armed robbers that when they enter a house and they see this one is a man of God. Sorry, sir. And then they leave the house. Even if the man of God was, they rob the pastor. Those kind of people that rob the pastor, people that have reference for God and like that, they escape at the end. You keep it's a validated, statistically proven information. Well, because they constantly recognize that they need help even in their evil. So once you constantly admit you are of a pig spirit, even though you wake up and say, no, I am set for these exams. I have read the syllabus A to B. In fact, I've solved the tutorials question of 10 years before. And then here you are before the exam question. And then you cannot remember Pythagoras theorem. You go to without seeking the help of God, you are ready for this exam. This exam, I'm ready. What is this? No, you don't even have to pray before. You are not ready. Lord, I need your help. You need your help. And then God will help you. But this time again, you came with all readiness. I have read. It's not this course. This course is A now. It's A. And then you see the result. You see E. But if God, it's even F. But God shows you mercy. And then you're not talking about why? Because you did not constantly seek for his help. And then second, number three, to maintain a poor spirit is verbal and express act of your need for God. In Psalm chapter 8 verse 4, the Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? No, the son of man that thou visited him. Is that correct? Lamentation 3 verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. I learned earlier on, remember in Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, the Bible says our righteousness is like a filthy rag, even though that was in the Old Testament. But nowadays there are people that believe in their righteousness. That they believe the reason why, one time I was in church one time and one guy came to testify. That when he married his wife and they had problem with difficulty, he was challenging God. I didn't live a loose life, so why should I challenge you? And then people in the church started shouting and laughing. You are joking. You think it's because you didn't do this one, that means your case will be different. No, you are not. Bible says Zechariah and Elizabeth were people that feared God. You know what the Bible says? There are few people in Bible in scripture, the Bible says they fear God. Elizabeth and Zechariah was one of them. And she was still barren. So your righteousness is not the reason why you escaped that accident. It was not the reason why you got. It's not because of something you did necessarily. The Bible says it's of the Lord's mercy, Lamentation 3:20. We are not consumed. I don't think you guys get that at all. It's not because you pray. I believe God will help us in then. So when you practice an attitude of your need for God, and you recognize that who am I that you choose to call me into ministry? Who am I that you choose to preserve me not to be promiscuous? Who am I that you choose to save me from bad friends? Who am I that you choose? Because if you notice something about your life, you notice that there is a way that your life went in a particular pattern. There are people that God kept away from your life. Have you noticed it? If somehow, God protected you from some information, the reason why you are still a good person is not because of something you did consciously. It was because of the God's mercy. So you must consciously recognize your need. Who am I? What is special about me? That will make you maintain a poor and gentle spirit. Hallelujah. Number conscious practice of the sacred channels of intimacy. Conscious practice of sacred channels of intimacy. Talking about that, I mean prayer and fasting and the word of God. Daniel chapter 9 verse 3. Daniel 9 3. They be able to 2 Chronicles 20 verse 3. 2 Chronicles 20 verse 3. Yes. Yes, sir. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer, supplication, with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That was a king. Yes, sir. He set his face to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Do you know something, sir? Let me tell you something. You can sit down, sir. I have noticed something, and then the Holy Spirit told me something one time. Right opposite where we meet here, last December, November, somebody just left this plaza and came, and he was standing waiting for Keke, for the Keke to come. A car was coming from the other across the road, like somebody was learning, crossed the road and cleared him dead instantly. Just came out of the road and stand. Somebody has parked a car and the driller collapsed and everybody died. Somebody can be in the Keke, Felele, on the Keke, and then the Keke, the trailer just came and carried them and that was all. Somebody on a bike, trailer came and carried them. So what made you think that you escaped those bikes? That is why the fact that you woke up and didn't pray before you moved out, it's an expression of self-confidence that you know you have nothing go shele. Because your prayer is an expression of dependency. It's an expression of meekness. Lord, I come anytime I want to drive, consciously, I pray, God help me. Let me not bash somebody's car. It's not as if you're a learner. Anything, you may be on the good, doing your goodness, somebody can come and bash you. Anything can happen, and anything with a car, anything can happen. A car can disappear at any moment. So the fact that you are not prayerful is an expression of self-sufficiency. Because when you are praying and telling God, Lord, I cannot do it by myself. Help me. Is that what prayer is? Yes. The fact that you are not praying, the fact that you are not fasting, is an expression of a rich spirit. It's an expression that you don't have a poor spirit. The fact that you cannot sit down with the word of God, that means I know him. I don't need to look at the manual. So like you just buy something now. I don't need to. When you buy a phone, you don't look at the manual because you know what to do. When you're telling the producer, I don't need your manual. I know how to operate Android phone. So prayerlessness, wordlessness, and fastinglessness is an expression that you are self-sufficient and you don't need God. The more dependent you are, the more you pray. Abi? Yes. The more you pray. So practice of these channels of it will make you maintain a conscious spirit. Because you know that if I don't do this one, my life is at risk. Hallelujah. You need the prayer of God. And then number five is, when you have the revelation of the omni qualities of God. Revelation chapter 19 verse 6. Can we mention the omni qualities of God? Omni qualities of God. Omniscient. Omnipotent, omnipresent, omni anything. Anything can be tied to his omni. Hallelujah. Omni wealthy, omni healthy, almighty. Revelation 19 verse 6 was talking about his omnipotency. Is that correct? Matthew 28 verse 6 says, all power in heaven and on earth have been given unto me. So once you know that God is almighty, there is a man of God that was one president in Idi Amin of Uganda, Daga. How many you know his story? He did a coup and became president and became a human cannibal. He was eating human flesh physically. Sleeps with three ladies at the same time and the ladies get tired, even though he's a man that should be tired. He became a human cannibal. A bishop looked for his trouble one time. And then he told the bishop, open your mouth. And he put a gun in his mouth and shot him. And said, eat the bullet. He was that wicked. There were other people that were more terrible. Emperor Nero was more wicked. Opened a pregnant woman, removed the baby, and bashed the head on the wall. Wicked, deadly people that claim all power. And father said nobody could kill him. That was the same thing with Mama Gaddafi of Gaddafi was the president of who? Libya. A man that you could physically see red on his eyes. So humanly demonic incarnate. He was parading armored tankers in parade. That America were afraid of him. I watched the video of Muhammad Gaddafi when he was killed in a gutter like a small chicken. God proved to them that there is no height you can go to that I can't bring you down. How do you get that? Remember, Abacha said, I will Islamize the country. You talk, you are dead. I listened to Daddy Adeboye when he said he was coming to him. Daddy Adeboye said he was afraid by his word. He was so powerful and so deadly. But God brought them down. There was one young guy, Alexander the Great, at the age of 17, he conquered the whole world. And he said, is there no more fight? He was tired. He was looking for a battle, but nobody to fight him. At the age of 17, became so powerful, and then he began to feel pompous. He was killed like a chicken. So there is no level of strength a man can get to. You must understand that God has omnipotent power. He can humble anybody down and lift anybody up. So once a man can recognize that, you know that even your Baba Lao and Mama Lao and Tilao and Kulao, any Lao that you have, their power can't save you from God. You must. There are people that brag and say there is nothing your pastor can do. There is nothing the church can do. Have you heard people say that? People say it. A politician, the governor of one state, recently, currently, said it. There's nothing. When I was in 2015, no, 2016, when they did an election in one state, because maybe people listen to this message, I don't want to mention it now. When they did an election at a particular point, there was a man that said that, I will be the governor. There's nothing anybody. He won the election 1 week before everything he died. Confirmed dead. He had the power, he had all the connection, all the diabolic control. The state was in his finger. But God proved to him, I am the God. I make king. Having that understanding will humble you. That is why people that are far, there are people that belong to fraternities, but they still respect pastor, they still respect the calling, they still respect God. They know that if God said no, I was told of a senator in the Southeast that he has been a senator from inception until one day he said, even God cannot remove me. Do you know the story of the Titanic? Why the thing sank? They asked the man, how guarantee this thing? He said, this thing, even God cannot sink it. So until you recognize that no matter your expertise, God is all powerful, it will help you maintain a quiet and a humble spirit. Is that not true? Don't you think you guys knew this thing and we know this thing? You will help in a state of heart that you are humble, knowing that God is all in control. And then, finally, it's appropriation of yourself in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, the Bible speaking, it says, what is it that you have that you are not what? Given. You know, 2 Corinthians 4, 7. When you gauge yourself properly, 2 Corinthians 4, 7. Can we have that? In 18 verses. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes. Yes. 2 Corinthians 4 7. Okay. Can we have first then? Thank you, Jesus. For who what? Who sees anything different? No, that's not King James. It's King James. No, it's King James. Anytime in this Bible, this place, King James. Hallelujah. Yes. This is looking like Bible to me now. Who make it to the differ from another? David, what is it that you have that you did not receive it? If you receive it, why do you glory? Why do you boast as if you did not receive it? Now, there is, you know, I have listened to human beings talk. God, without me, you can do nothing. No, there are people can behave as if they are irreplaceable. That kind of confidence that I know they things not gonna work for you. I am that boldness. You need to gauge yourself properly in Christ and know that you are fully replaceable. The Holy Spirit told me something, I can't forget it. That was why I decided. God told me that if today I die, if today he gave me an example. When of blessed memory, General Miles Monroe died, people cried and mourned. It was so impactful. Did the world move on or not? No matter who you are, people are. So if you think you will die now, the world will continue. Somebody will be giving you a man to tell the only thing. People will cry for days. Your wife will even marry somebody. And that guy may even love her better. How do you get that? So if you gauge yourself properly and know that I am replaceable, I am not the best. In Christ, I have everything, but I am still under Him. Once, so that there is a mindset that can come upon you, I am the righteousness of Christ. I am untouchable. I am all this. And then you can become subtly proud and arrogant. That your sense of dependency will be losing. But I believe none of us will be there in the name of Jesus Christ. I said number one way to cultivate a poor spirit is have a conscious recognition of the finite and limited ability of a mortal man. And then number two, I said conscious submission and search for the help and the word of God. When you do that, you are telling God, Lord, I need your help. I need your direction. And then number three, I said verbal expression and act of your need for the help of God. Who is man? You said when you said it is of the Lord's mercy we are not consumed. And then number four, I said conscious practice of the sacred channels of intimacy. Is that correct? Study of the word of God, prayer. And then I said number five is the revelation. When you have an insight of the only qualities of God. And then number six, I said appropriate gauging of self. When you put yourself where you belong, and then you know where you don't belong. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. And then when you consciously express your trust in God. Proverbs 3 from verse 5 to 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways. In all your ways. Do what? In all your ways, acknowledge the Lord. When you graduate with a particular result, when you saw your result, the fact that you didn't say, Father, I thank you, is a sign that you don't acknowledge who did it. Is that true? When you see an alert in your phone, and the name is showing Toby, you immediately call Toby and say, thank you for the alert. I acknowledge you are the one that did it. Is that not correct? You are acknowledging He did it. So the fact that you don't appreciate God for health is a sign that you are not acknowledging that God is the source of that health. Is that not making sense? So your refusal to trust in God is a show that you don't know. Now let me tell you something. Let me give you my small life history. When I started ministry, God gave me two instructions. Number one is not to pick a job. Number two was not to call anybody for help financially. I had people that I can just call and I'll have my need met. But don't pick a job. Don't call anybody. Prior to that time, I have never been in a situation where I didn't have money like that. Like paying me. All the while, your parents, you are in school, they will give you money now. NYC, they will give you money. So when I finish, God, don't pick a job. Start ministry. Don't call anybody for financial help. I didn't know that what God wanted to train me in and to put me in is to learn how to depend on Him. It got to a point that before, you know, before, let me tell you something, and then just look at it. You know, it's true. When you had a need, and so okay, you need to pay 30,000 naira for this. The first thing that comes to your mind is, okay, I'll call my mom, see, I'll call my pop, see, I'll call my uncle, I'll call this. Is it true? That's to tell you, you don't trust in God. That is true. Because that was when I learned that the first person that comes to your mind when you have a need is the person that your confidence and trust is on. And just think about it. If it is not before when I used to think I trust God, but unconsciously I didn't know that anytime I have a problem, I'll call my parent and I will provide it. So I will pray, but in my unconscious mind it was really my parent that were doing it. I didn't know how to trust on God. So when God did that, it got to a point that when I have a problem, I know there is nobody in this world I can call. Because I have the instructions, and me, I'm a very obedient. I want to go to the top, so I'm obeying every instruction. So that was when I learned. Anytime I have a challenge, the first thing that comes to my mind now is God. Because I'm not going to call anybody. So my trust is solely on Him. All together? Yeah, so when you put your devil, trust the Lord. And that is why I can easily testify, because I know He did it. I know He did it, because I know there was nobody that would have done it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible speaking says, Psalm 20 verse 7, says it is better to trust in the Lord. No, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But I will remember the name of the Lord. Is that correct? They are brought down and fallen away, but we are standing upright. It is better, Psalms 118 verse 8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. I remember Dr. Paul Lenneche, he was telling us his story when he wanted to marry. The wife was the medical PA, the medical doctor of one of the state governors. So he calculated his wedding already. This governor will come. He will give us also some amount of money. So he had done the calculation already. 2 weeks his wedding, or 1 week, power change hand. That was when he learned that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Anything can change, you. Anything can change. People, if somebody promises you something, and you know that the person, if not because that he doesn't have the power to do it now, or something can just happen that he will not even think about you. Has it ever happened to any of us at all? Yes. So that's why you must put your trust in God. Say, God, you are my help. Once you do that, you're telling God that, Lord, I need you. Now, anybody that gives you money, you don't disrespect the person. Anybody that gives you money, you are loyal to the person. If you match your leg, you say, thank you, sir. If you go home, if it's your uncle that gives you money, you must visit him and say, I just came to visit you. No, no problem. Because you want to be in good terms with the person. He talks to you, I have a friend when he was in school. When he comes home, and it was almost about time to leave. Anything the father does is quiet. Any work they give him, he will do. Until the alert enters his phone, then Aluta will start. Aluta will start. That is telling because his trust is on the father, he's humble. Now, if your trust is in God, you will be humble to God. You will definitely maintain a quiet spirit because you know that, oh boy, if God leaves me now, I am dead. My protection is from him. My preservation, my upkeep is from him. So it will make you maintain a person. That's why the Bible says the advantage of having that is you will see the kingdom of heaven. Why will you see the kingdom of heaven? Because you will easily repent when you have a poor spirit. Easily you repent. If you look for your trouble and protect the person that you know that your help is from, you will easily say, God, I am sorry. God, I am sorry. God, I am sorry. People that have a poor spirit don't live in iniquity and sin for long. Because they know that their strength is in God. And if I keep hurting him, I am already disadvantaged. Hallelujah. So the Bible said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall what? See the kingdom of heaven. So that is the advantage of maintaining this posture of the heart. I believe as I did this study, my mind was pricked in several instances. And I believe you got something tonight, hallelujah, that will help our mind to consciously say, Lord, I need you. That's why that the Adeboye, the number one influential man in Africa, that is global, number one influential man in Africa, in the whole world, he's 49. Only him, Nelson Mandela, was 50. Only the two of them from Africa, in the whole world. That is the same person that when he starts to minister, that crowd in Holy Congress, he goes on his knees and begin to say, Father, thank you. I need your help. And begin, if it's you, I am here. The boss is here. They are not there. Now, why? Because he has a poor spirit, recognizing that, Lord, without you, I can do nothing. I believe God will help all of us in the name of Jesus Christ. And as we look at this passage, let me tell you something about the word of God. As it is coming, the Bible says, you spoke unto me and the spirit entered me. There is a spirit that will happen to us. That's the way transformation enters. And then you will begin to unconsciously make adjustments. If you want to maintain, if before you had a particular attitude about your spirit, the next time you want to do it, this message will come to your mind. Unconsciously, the Holy Spirit will remind you. What you don't hear, you will never be reminded. So what you hear, you will be quickened. The Bible says he will quicken those things and bring them to remembrance. When you remember something, that means you knew it before. Is that not true? So anybody that has never had this message will not be reminded of this kind of a message. So when you have something, that is why I noticed something early in life. Early. You cannot have Rhema without Logos. You know Rhema? Rhema is revelation. You cannot have revelation without having this Bible on your head. But people say cramming Bible is not good. It's not true. Cramming Bible, have them. Even if you don't understand. Most of the way I get my revelation is, I may be walking in the market, and then one scripture just comes to my mind, and then the Holy Ghost will bring light upon that scripture. I can be in the bed, a scripture will just open up. Or something. Some of the scriptures I use for this sermon, most of them, I didn't really show you. I just remember, okay, when it's like this, then I knew where they were. That is the way people get revelation. When you have the latent word of God inside of you, then the Holy Ghost can breathe upon you. But if the Holy Ghost wants to teach you about something, you don't even have the scripture, you will quicken to your mind. That is why consciously hearing the word of God is important. Consciously hearing it, hearing it, hearing it. And I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for us tonight and everyone that will hear this message, that in the name of Jesus, everyone that have a negative set of heart, that your heart is not poor, that your heart is in a way pseudo, in a pseudo manner of arrogance, I pray for grace to be in a quiet and a mixed spirit, to have a poor spirit. I pray for that grace. I pray for that replacement. The Bible says the spirit will come upon you and a new spirit will be given unto you. A poor spirit comes upon us all in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of us have ever have this has ever happened to all of us, I believe. How many of us have ever been testifying and giving thanksgiving and say, Father, I know you are the one that did it. In your mouth, you are saying, God, you did it. But in your heart, you know, this one in my brain, in my jacking, in my reading. Has it ever happened to any of us? It has happened to me. No, I want us to know. I said, I've happened to you before. Me, it has happened to me, sincerely. In my children, until the Holy Spirit takes your time, you are proud. Ha! I said, so, you go and testify. God did it in fellowship and don't tell people. But in your heart, you say, oh boy, if I will not jack, this will not clean. You see me now? Yes. At that point, my mind was not broken. My mind wasn't sustaining that it was my IQ that was giving me the result. Until God has to teach me that it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the strength of the Lord. By strength shall no man prevail. By IQ shall no man pass. You have not seen the situation where you write the correct answer and pick your script to mark. That was when you your mother. And then the paper he picked to mark was the best then. And then he said, Lechetlier's principle. Then you said, Lechetlier's principle states that when a system is at a state of equilibrium and an external constant is introduced and the equilibrium constant will shift in order to annul the change, that is perfect Lechetlier's principle. But the man will say, what nonsense is this person writing? Well, because of the spirit behind him when he was marking. That is, there is only intelligence that makes people pass. Somebody else can. He can. You run rubbish. But that was when his wife came and gave him one kiss. And then the next paper he's supposed to pick was a paper. His hormones are high. And this is the guy. You're not right. But let me just give you that. You see. I suppose let's just give you that. That is what the Bible said. The race is not with the swift. Do you understand that anytime we record a success, you must consciously. People don't testify because they don't acknowledge God as a doer. Why should I thank him when I bought the car after saving for 5 years? I saved the money. You don't know that you can save money and somebody can be kidnapped, that money can be taken away. You can save money, Yahoo can take that money. You can save money and one sickness will wipe that money away from your account. So it's not because even though there is necessity for all of those kind of, but you must recognize that in you doing them, it's not your safety, but it's acknowledging God. I believe God will help us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.